button. Good morning, everybody. Hey, so yeah, so you're going to be relocating for 6 months to a new country.
It's actually going to be 6 to 18 months.
Wow.
So yeah.
Yeah. What's your boyfriend do over there?
He's a mobile game designer. So, well, actually producer. So he produces the game Candy Crush, and they're doing a new feature. So they're trying a new thing.
Dang. And you're going to Berlin, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a hotbed of technology. In fact, I was, you'll hear an interview in Showbiz Blueprint with John Maloney, the guy who, CEO of Twitter, inventor of Twitter. No, not Twitter, Tumblr.
Oh, yeah.
He did his own, he came on and spoke to us, and it was just a great talk. But yeah, he referred to Berlin as like the new Silicon Valley. So
yeah,
there's a lot going on over there. So wow, good for him for being in there.
Yeah, so, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So how much of your work is because you live in Sweden, do you think? Or do you, you know, it sounds like you're moving around a lot.
Yes, I travel a lot for sure. But well, I actually move in Haganäs, which is a very, very small place. And I never work here, maybe once a year tops. Yeah. And so basically, I work a lot in Malmö, which is the third biggest city. And I work a lot in Stockholm. And mostly I get my work from people who have seen me before or have seen me on TV and stuff like that. And I've never marketed myself outside of Sweden. So that's going to be totally new.
Yeah. How much of your work do you think is going to taper off? You know, when I moved somewhere, I moved from Southern California up to San Francisco and then up to this, you know, foothills area where it's just quiet. And I was working, it didn't change much at all. Do you want to change your workflow and the people you work for, or do you want to make an impact in the local area you're moving into? Is that something you want to talk about?
The thing is that I have some work already booked for the autumn coming, which is good. But I think that maybe I will try to market like bigger venues in Berlin where they have a lot of international guests. So I'm thinking bigger hotels and venues and stuff like that. So I can do like more high-end clients kind of thing.
Right.
So I don't have to work that much in Berlin, but still earn a good amount of money, I guess.
Awesome. So the social scene, the party scene, the corporate scene, I mean, these are all different areas to attack. And then there's also, but it's, I don't know if it's right for you, but I've had so many friends who have worked and I visited when I was there, all these cabaret type shows, you know,
there's yeah,
a market in that. And I don't know if you want to investigate into that. I have a connection or so over there that I could hook you up with if that's, you know, I think those are more longer contracts, 2-3 months, and you're probably more of a grind and less money than you're interested in making.
Yeah, probably. But I'm thinking that it would be fun because ever since I was a kid, I wanted to have my own theater, and I still do. Maybe one day. Well, it's going to be one day for sure. But what if I try it? Maybe I find like a local small venue, like a theater setting, and find some local magicians and just put up my own show.
Wow.
Maybe just for a week or something, but still like try it and sell tickets and see what it's really all about.
Yeah.
And invite like producers and like hotelers and stuff like that.
Yeah, and big players in the industry. I mean, that's the thing to look at is you can look at existing venues with your connections. I mean, always everybody, Caroline. I mean, always hit the network you have. And you know, I'm connected. You know, people who are connected. And then when you get in the area, you know, you're very savvy at the social media stuff. I mean, I see you, you know, once we joined as friends on Facebook, it's like hairline fever. And that's cool. It's really good to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how to play that. So, you know, first thing to look at is the connections that you're moving in there with. Your boyfriend probably has some professional connections. You guys have a place you're living. Is it a company hotel?
A
lot of people in?
Yes, for sure. Yes.
Okay.
And we're staying in a very fancy, like, corporate thingy hotel kind of thing. And I'm like, they have the conference halls and they have a big venue for like dinners and stuff. So for sure, I'm going to target them.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So, you know, doing what we do in Showbiz Blueprint is going to work well for you. Just even doing a CVI, having a video up there. Have you ever worked on making one yet since we talked about those? You've probably been too busy.
Yeah, I haven't had the time, no.
Okay.
No.
Does that scare you, the technology of that, or have you been able to follow along well?
I have been following along for sure, and I have before. So I think, yeah, and also my boyfriend, he works with mobile games and producing and
stuff. Right, I was thinking he could turn your selling you into a video game. That would be awesome, you know?
Well, I have an idea for Caroline the Crocodile, right?
Dude, I'm telling you, you know, like 4,000 points and you get a free show, or, you know... Yeah, I love the idea of that. So you have the conference halls, and you're saying at the corporate housing where you guys are staying, where you're moving into, there's places where they have meetings already.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And King is a big company where they produce Candy Crush, and they have parties every week. So maybe I could be like the in-house magician kind of thing.
Well, hey, I tell you what, are they bringing in a lot of people at this time? Is it a big move, or are you guys just heading in?
It is a big move, yes. They're new team from all people from all around the world. So,
okay. So, you know, what this brings to mind to me is the excellent opportunity you have to give them creative ideas that they're not even having right now. And clearly they're a creative team. You know, it's a creative team of people. So is there, you know, I love to like use the momentum of that first 2 weeks when you're there to really make a splash and see what you can do as far as, the social media appearances, TV appearances. Yeah. I mean, to be able to jump into TV. And I mean, people don't even know what the money involved in something like Candy Crush. It's just an annoying message most people get on Facebook, you know, that, hey, so-and-so's invited you to play King. But, you know, there's millions, billions of dollars in something like this.
I think they earn millions of dollars every day.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. It's really amazing when you start dealing with something that everybody with a thumb has access to playing.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're creating a whole new game, and they always do these commercials in America and stuff. I don't know if you've seen them before, but they make like huge commercials and big events. Like they rented the London Bridge thingy, and they invited like Fergie and like everyone, and they have so much money. So what if I can pitch them a commercial idea? Maybe 2 weeks into the process when I know what the game is all about, because I will know all about the game.
Yeah.
My boyfriend always tells me everything.
Yeah. So pitch that company sort of an internal launch idea where there's a magic. Yeah.
I think their slogan is we make magic real or something like that. Mm. Like that. That.
Yeah. So, internal launches are huge. I've done so many of those, and it's really just a reveal almost. You know, it's like you do in magic, a reveal for the company. And more often than not, it gives them ideas for the external launch when they're doing the bigger picture. So, yes to all that. You seem so brave. I mean, whenever we talk, you're like, oh, I'll call this, I'll pick this up, I'll do this. So, yeah, you know, don't get in your own way early with ideas like this will be hard or I don't know anybody, because I'll tell you, just even getting over there with a connection and network built in, a place you're staying. There's TV appearances there. I think in week 8 of Showbiz Blueprint or week 9, I do a whole module on getting on TV news. And no reason you shouldn't be able to appear on this in the first couple of weeks you're there.
Yeah, and I have a lot of good, like, I have some award-winning, like, competitions, and I got the prize for being the most inspiring person of the year last year, so I can do all of those.
What was that through?
It was, an entrepreneur gala, and there's a big newspaper, and they have been writing a lot about me. And so they started a new, like, an award for people. Wow. And so I was the first one to get it. So,
that's really cool.
So they gave me a bunch of money.
love that. Okay.
And I got a new article for being a good person.
Yeah, I think I saw that on Facebook, but I wasn't able to read it, right? And did you post the spread of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I saw something looking like, wow, that's fantastic. So your goal, I want to see when that is in Showbiz Blueprint. And when are you, you're moving in a couple months, is it?
We're actually leaving on Friday.
You moved there?
Yeah, we moved there on Monday. So I'm going to Stockholm because he lives in Stockholm. So this place is the place we're keeping, and the one in Stockholm we're renting away. And so we're moving to Berlin on Monday with all our stuff, which is so crazy.
You do that by truck? Do you move between?
No, we'll fly there.
You fly, but your stuff moves
Truck? No, we will rent out the apartment fully furnished.
Gotcha. So you don't really think.
So yeah, we're bringing two suitcases of, well, one for makeup, of course, and one for magic props. And so yeah, it's going to be a lot of big suitcases.
Wow, very cool.
But I think the company is paying both for him and for me to move, which is awesome. So.
And yeah, that's a, real eye clean for me on the money of video games. I mean, I had some friends who are in development and people who are starting big companies, but that is fantastic. So, you know, your assignment, and I'd love to see some of this come through to you either on the group or in an email, however you send it to me, is some headlines. Think about headlines, you know, most inspiring entrepreneur of 2016 invades Berlin, you know. There's always great references to their history. And I haven't lived in Berlin. I visited there a couple times, but you know how they deal with their whole part of the world with, you know, being blocked off and being split and,
yeah, you know, I've actually never been there, so it's going to be crazy. But I had this idea, maybe doing like a YouTube thing, like a Confessions of a Magician or a Magician's Confessions or something like that, and try to make it like I'm actually moving here. I don't know what I'm doing, but this is like my new life in a kind of way, because vlogging is like super big right now.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a pretty face, so.
Right. You can pull, yeah, no, it helps, man, I tell you. Yeah. Hey. Don't be shy about any of the assets you have. I mean, it's wonderful to go forward, and you're doing this strong. And I like also the tie-in of, Entrepreneur of the Year. I love magic. I love appearing in Berlin and, and then 6 to 18 months. I mean, what are the real tangible goals? I mean, some people listening to this are moving somewhere for good, and it's still the principles of, you know, using the momentum of those first 2 weeks of appearance, using the social media, coming up with the big, broad headlines you can, reaching into your network, the network you have that you're moving into, and then also the network that exists there. Is there also a magic community there that you can lean into and connect with? Have you found out about any of that yet?
Yeah, there are some. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder, let me see if I know anybody there. Berlin Magician.
I'm thinking that I will reach out to everyone I have on LinkedIn. And because obviously I've met them somewhere, and tell them that, oh yeah, I'm moving for this amount of time, and do you guys know anyone in Berlin that I should hook up with?
Awesome.
And,
good.
Yeah, I've been doing that when I've been networking lately, and I have about maybe 30 business cards of people who live in Berlin.
Let us know the Swedish guy, Charlie Caper.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Are you guys good friends?
Yes, he is amazing.
Oh my gosh, I love him. He's we're good buddies too. And I'd love to, maybe he's a really good person. You know, he's worked all over the world. Where did I work with him? I worked with him in Ireland and somewhere else. I forget. But yeah, he's probably a good person. I know he's done some work. You know, he's spread out thin and playing big. So, and I'll touch in with him too. I'll drop him a line and just so he hears it from you, but from two different angles on this.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, let's see.
He was actually the first magician to ever win like Sweden's Got Talent or America's Got Talent or something. Yeah,
right.
That's really cool. Yeah, 2007, I think.
Yeah, and that piece of his with him and a partner who went viral with the iPads was stunning.
Yeah, wow.
And he did a commercial for Stockholm.
He did.
God, that was a great commercial.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing something similar with Berlin, like trying to reach out to TV like that, because there's so much you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So your marching orders are a pretty tall order. I mean, for moving next week, I hope you can put some time into, you know, just these 6 or 7 ideas I have on this thing, and I'll send you notes on all this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Trying to write it down. Like, I'm going to be able to see this video later, but like, yeah. Trying to down anyways.
No problem. You can hear the recording. I write obsessively while I talk. It's crazy what happens on this other screen. So that's good. You know, there's plenty there. And also local taking the success you've already had with with McDonald's, with even the store you work at, working your network, and you said asking on LinkedIn, just letting people know you're moving there, who should you connect with? And then this is the place, Caroline, where I really like headlines that grab onto the news, that make this more of an event than just, hey, I'm moving to Berlin. But the magic of the appearing in Entrepreneur of the Year magically appears in Berlin, something like that, and just little articles in LinkedIn. If you could just put those up, even over the next week, a countdown. And you know, there's a great game you can kind of play with this with leaning into your network to give you the ideas. Even having headlines that sound like it's going to be an article. Top three things I'll do when I get to Berlin. And then just write this fun story about your boyfriend being a creator for Candy Crush, and you know the huge phenomena and the world economy that shifts because of an online game. You know, without making it small, so the top three things I'm going to do are, you know, and leave it in the comments below. Just like ask your network to even fill in those things for you. Top three people I should connect with when I get to Berlin. Top three television stations that my network knows in Berlin. And you know, that stuff's all easy to figure out in Europe, but boy, I'd love for you to do an assignment. And this is for anyone thinking of moving to an area. What are the big assets that you bring to this community? What's the observation that you have about a new area, you know, being from somewhere else and coming into this area? What's the magic of Berlin that you're discovering? And that fresh voice on coming into an existing area that's, you know, stayed and in their way and have done things the same for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years is very refreshing. So I know for sure you can do an amazing TV segment about...
Maybe that should be the name of the vlog, like The Magic of Berlin, like something like that, and try to go out places that people would know, like Checkpoint Charlie and... like all of those places, and just perform for people, and then talk about the city, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Your take on it. Do you speak any German there?
Nein.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. That's going to
be
good.
Fine.
You what?
It should be fine. I think they speak English.
Yeah. I think you're good. Bye. Yeah, your English is so good. It's funny. Yeah. It would be hard to even know. You're like a Finn who lived with us for 10 and a half months. I was like, were you born with this English? It's crazy. It's really a gift to that it happens that way there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so bringing new awareness to places that are maybe landmarks, maybe that local people have seen forever. But, you know, I think about how a newscaster would introduce the segment, and sometimes that gives me everything I need to do on the segment. And I picture the newscaster just saying, today we're going to take a look at, you know, I did this with the sugar when I was on the TV. I would just always give them ideas about something that they're really used to, and how do I play with that without the sugar. Like one of my most successful, I do it every Valentine's Day, how to have your sweetest Valentine's Day ever without sugar. And so, you know, in Berlin, it's like finding places, there's no remnants of the wall anymore. I mean, I'm dating myself. I have a piece of the wall because I was there when it all came down in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah, you know, I don't know, the connection, joining, making, seeing, through places in Berlin that are old and established, but through the eyes of a magician, through the eyes of Entrepreneur of the Year. What does it mean like that? So, you know, and a lot of this, it's funny, when I had people from Europe in Showbiz Blueprint, and I'm just so happy I don't smell any of this on you. There's this whole angle about we don't talk about ourselves that way. You know, that's very American, the way you're talking about that. And I'm glad. I think it's actually changing, and I try and work that out of people like crazy. I said, hey, you know, it's happening, and be a leader in that. So, you know, be proud. Use your credits, whatever you're coming into the area with. And you're coming into it with a lot. So,
yeah.
So tell me about the vlog. What's the vlog?
Well,
if you had to be nailed for answers right now, what could you... What feels right?
The vlog is about a girl who has been very successful in her business in a very, very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And she's finding this new city really magical. And she's trying to see it from a couple of eyes who's never seen it before, and mm-hmm. also trying to see it like with a historical grounding, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. Because I wanted to be for camera, so I'm going to film it with that. So it's going to be very high quality, everything. But I still want it to feel magical. So maybe I'll put a filter on it. That was my spontaneous thoughts.
I love it.
Yeah, okay. It could be fun.
Yeah. So look at the news on that. You know, see what's happening in Berlin. Just do Google news headlines Berlin. See what's happening there. Because I've just seen the way you kind of played this so far. And it's like when something shows up, I remember like that cracker commercial, or there was one other thing that you talked about that you just said, oh, I could do this with it. And I was like, yeah, that's the way you, not to spend a ton of time second guessing yourself, but instead that time and energy you would spend second guessing, put it into creation.
Get a proposal. I just do it.
Yeah. Get a proposal out to someone, you know, grab your little magic box, set it up, make one. And your mic cut out for a second when you said it's going to be high quality. I'm filming it in something. What was it?
I'm filming it in 4K.
Nice.
So yeah, I bought a very good camera a couple of months back, and so I've been really wanting to use it. So I think it's going to be awesome.
Is it a big beast of a machine?
It's actually...
it looks like a banana. No.
It's right next to the banana. You see it?
Mm. Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah.
Really small and doesn't weigh anything, and the quality is great. So.
Oh, man, perfect. Well, good. Yeah. Good. So what would you be afraid to do when you get there to make your name big? To have an impact?
I think what would be holding me back is that I am competing still. There's a big competition in a month, and then there is FISM Europe in February. And I really want to win.
Wow.
So, because ever since I started competing, I am I keep taking second place, and I'm so sick of it. So, yeah.
Hold on one second. Let me grab. Dude, it's on my other bookshelf in the house. I have someone just gave me the FISM Championships from a DVD of that. That's big
time. That's awesome.
So, what you say is holding you back is that you might, be tied up in the competition stuff and preparing for that?
Because it's easier, you know. It's like when you're starting working out and you're like, oh, it's so much easier to do the dishes, but it's not like you would ever do the dishes because you wanted to if you didn't have the other thing. But my boyfriend is very pushy, so I'm sure that he would help me to make sure that I actually do it.
So. Yeah. So is there a way, I always like to look at what's the block and can we get some momentum behind that to use that? So the fact that you're competing is FISM's in February, you said, and what's the one in a month?
It's in Kouvola. It's like 4 hours drive from Helsinki in Finland. It's just a competition because I want to do my act before I'm doing FISM. So, just a competition. Okay. And I'm hoping to go home with a bunch of monies. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. These pay, not just trophies. FISM pays pretty good, doesn't it?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. I remember that. That's right.
Yeah.
So what if that becomes part of the story as well to help motivate you? You know, it's a entrepreneur of the year, new historical city with a ton of history of excellence, sort of the Silicon Valley of Europe. I mean, find out what people are actually calling it. That's what my friend called it. But, while you're here, you're competing, you're rehearsing and using the inspiration of this historical grounding of Berlin and all that's happening here, the energy, the buzz of creation to create two routines for championships, for international championships that you have every intention of winning.
Yeah. Maybe I will also try to compete in Germany, actually, at like the German nationals. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. So,
I like competing because it really puts me on edge.
Well, that's neat. I don't think many people think of that. I've never really heard anyone talk about that as a real thrust of what they want to do.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about also going to like a lot of bigger network kind of situations and not just going there to network, but actually ask for a spot on stage, even if it's just 5 minutes of motivation or inspiration or magic tricks or whatever. Because what I normally do is that I tell a story, and there is a script writer here in Sweden who is also a stand-up comedian who has offered to help me with the script for my one-man 90-minute show, which would be like an inspirational, motivational magic show. Because I'm very young and I'm a girl, and that's very hip right now, I guess.
Well, it's good. Now it's wonderful. When you go to these networking events, that kind of flowed into the show thing, but are you thinking about going to the network events just to introduce yourself and you know, at these networking events, often they'll get new people in America, at least, will get new people to be able to have, you know, 60, 92 minutes or whatever kind of talk about what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, there are like BNI and there are like morning meetings and everything. And BNI, they always have 10 minutes, right, for a speaker? I think so.
Yeah.
So maybe I can ask for one of those.
Okay, so this is great. Who do you know in BNI? Who does your network know in BNI?
Yeah.
You say, Barry, who do you know in BNI?
Yeah. Barry, who do you know in BNI?
Excellent. Get in the habit of saying it exactly that way. And would you be willing to introduce me? I will look on LinkedIn later today when I'm done with everything else I'm doing. But
I actually know the guy who is organizing everything in Sweden for BNI. So I'm sure that he knows everyone else. And he loves me. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been to all of the meetings, you know.
Good. You go to those in Sweden?
I do, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Wow. Are you north of Stockholm?
No, south. I'm very, very close to Denmark.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Okay. Who do you know in BNI and would you introduce me? That's a key question for you. And then, whatever other groups are going down there. But boy, Carolyn, if you do a little bit of pre-work, and what's today, Tuesday? Just a couple of real pointed things, all the stuff we've covered in here, I'll send you notes on and you can listen to it. Or you sounds like you have good notes there too.
But yeah.
Take these steps and get prepared for these first 2 weeks to be a kick in the butt that you just, there's landing there. There's finding your favorite coffee shop. There's, meeting the people that are going to be in your life. There's probably partners of a lot of other workers there who you'll get to, that'll probably be your community for a while. So finding out who those people know, what they do, how you can help them, because there's going to be opportunities for you sitting right there. And then the great one, working within the Candy Crush people for an internal launch. And
they have a lot of big things planned for the fall. So it's like I'm doing Sweden's Got Talent and some competitions and, all of those things. Yeah, so that's going to be great. So for marketing, that's perfect.
I didn't know you were on signed up for Sweden Got Talent.
Well, yes, it was a couple of months ago. They called me to ask if I wanted to be in it. And we're shooting in October. So.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, I still don't know what I'm doing.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, but the thing is, my competition act is so I normally do. It's like two different things.
Yeah, of course. Oh, there was always that way in the juggling world too when I was competing in that. It was always had nothing to do with what we were doing on stage. In fact, we would usually do an encore of our show and joke that here's something from one of the routines that won us one of our four world championships. And after like 5 seconds, it's so boring, we just went back into jokes. But it was very funny setup and then popping that balloon for people.
Yeah. So my competition act is like very romantic and elegant and beautiful and stuff like that. But I do stand-up magic. Like it's a comedy show. So it's so different. So I normally don't do it for normal people.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, cool. This is a ton of stuff.
Yeah. I have some work to do.
Okay.
I think I have to cancel my everything.
My everything. Or, I didn't talk about this on our group. I talked about it in another group last week. There's a really interesting hack you can do, and you're just so perfectly poised to do this, is to think about life through whatever lens you're living it. I'm going here, I'm driving here, I'm doing it. And then there's this other lens you can slip on, and that's the lens of the content creator. And you know, sometimes if you're at a store, you slip on that lens and you're like, oh, this is an interesting idea. And it's a real life hack for multitasking, especially if you're creating an act or a show or written material or vlogs. It's like there's always an opportunity to just slip on that other lens and go, wow, what would my followers, what would my business people, my producers, what would they like, what would they see in this situation?
Yeah,
use that.
Really cool. Yeah.
Maybe even another pair of glasses that are just fake, you know, just lenses. So you slip them on and you're like, okay, now I'm looking at this. I'm seeing this. Yeah.
Should buy a Harry Potter one.
Right. Maybe with no lens too. So if, you know, you're thinking about something heavily, you can do this, you know, right through it.
Yeah. Cool. That's funny. I'm actually planning on doing like a 30-day, when I come to Berlin, I'm going to do a 30-day where I put out like a video every day on Facebook, 10 seconds,
wonderful,
a different trick. So it's, because most of my videos, they get a lot of views, like 100,000 views and stuff. So that's great. So to create a buzz, like that I'm creative, I guess.
Well, this is a neat thing for you to do too. I mean, if it's the 30-day video, vlog challenge from Berlin, you know, my first 30 days in Berlin, man, stuff like that. And especially if you're playing with that kind of length and something magical in it and some message, and it's, you have news channels fighting for you, and that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, you don't think of news as a great place, but I build a case in this module that you'll see in Showbiz Blueprint that, I mean, there's nothing like conquering local news. It just did such wonders for kickstarting my book. And in the back of your brain, while you're slipping on those content creator lenses, I want you to think about, and send me this, the title of your book.
Mm. Wow.
You're not writing that down. There you go. The title of your book. Yeah.
I just had to let it sink in.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Don't need to worry about writing it or anything yet, but I mean, interesting just to think about the title, to start placing that in the Cranium 2000 there and let it start working.
I've actually been writing on a book for a while.
Nice.
And it's called Life According to Caroline. It was my brother's idea, and he's awesome. So
I don't picture you being shy about branding, so that's awesome. Well,
yeah. I really love that girl. What was her name again? Carrie Ann?
Yeah.
Yeah? Awesome.
That was a great talk.
Yes.
Yeah. She'd be interested to hear about you. Give it like a year, though, you know? And
yeah.
Give it a year and drop her and do everything we talk about. Just keep growing. Drop her a line in about a year and just say, hey, I did Showbiz Blueprint with Barry. You know, your talk had this. Here's where I was a year ago. Here's what I'm doing now. You guys would be famous friends. I mean, she's really gotten out of the stuff that she talked about on our webinar in the last year. She's now doing these live events for high ass entrepreneur women. I mean, these are like six figure events to go to. And she would bring you in like a second at an amount of money that would make your head spin and, you know, have you do a one night and then a lecture to people. You would kill it. But yeah, give it like a year to breathe. And I tell you, it'll be a good connection for you.
Yeah. Wow. I will for sure.
Yeah. And she's over there in Europe and she does them all over the place. And who knows what she's going to be doing now that she's independent from the EU. You know, it could just be.
Yeah. Which is a good thing for Sweden right now.
I'm trying to figure out what all that means. Yeah. But. Well, as I saw Finn when he was living here, Sweden's managed to stay very low key historically. It's great. You know, you guys are less aggressive than New Zealand, even. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
Good. All right.
So, yeah, that's great.
Cool, Caroline. Well, have fun. And oh my gosh, I realized when I was getting up this morning, I was like, oh, today's my Tuesday meeting with our group too. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see you later if you can make that.
It'll be a Barry day.
Yeah, really good to talk to you about this stuff. It's great to get some of this out, and I think this will be helpful for folks. So.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You bet. Really good to talk to you about it. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.